The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
President Xi Jinping has called for China and the United States to be partners, not rivals, in talks with President Donald Trump. Those talks lasted for 2 hours. I'm joined now by Amy Hawkins, the Guardian senior China correspondent in Beijing. Amy, thank you very much for being with us. Have we heard anything so far about how those talks went?
Hi, yeah. I mean, the talks lasted a lot longer than planned. I think they were scheduled to be just over an hour and they went on for two. So some people may read positive signs into that. According to the Chinese government readout, Taiwan was very high on the agenda, with Xi Jinping warning Trump that there would be conflicts over Taiwan if the two sides couldn't get to an agreement. But yeah, other than that, we're still waiting to see the kind of precise details of what was discussed. Mm-hmm.
I saw some commentary this morning expressing surprise or interest in the fact that Iran didn't feature as much as might be expected.
Yeah, well, that's according to the Chinese government's readout. And, you know, they said two sides discussed the Middle East, Ukraine, the Korean Peninsula. And you know, China is quite keen to make the Iran issue not dominate these talks when there's plenty of other things that they want to discuss with America as well.
Mm-hmm. And what did we hear about the discussions in relation to Taiwan? And do we know what the American response to the Chinese position was?
So the Americans have said, you know, in the lead up to the summit, that they didn't expect any big movement on the American position on Taiwan, whether in terms of the language used around Taiwan or indeed regarding arms sales to Taiwan. So I wouldn't expect any major concessions from the US side on whatever Beijing is pushing for. But it's certainly, I expect it to come up, you know, more than once in these days of talks.
Mm-hmm. A real topic of conversation, of course, is the fact that there are so many tech bosses traveling with Donald Trump and the American delegation. You've got Elon Musk there, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, and many others, up to 27 in total. What do we read into that? What is the reason for it?
I missed part of that. Did you say about the tech bosses?
That's right. And the reason for them traveling with him.
Right. Well, I mean, Trump is looking to kind of set up what he calls a board of trades to this China, and is seeking kind of more Chinese investment and more deals. And I think bringing these business leaders with him shows how much he's focused on kind of signing commercial and business deals on this trip, as well as getting somewhere on the political issues.
But I know that people have asked questions about what this says about the tech industry, their closeness to Donald Trump, to the American administration, and then whether we will have a new alliance on tech and the internet and regulation, which is based really and focused on China, the United States and the tech industry themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it could well be obviously China and the US are the two leading superpowers when it comes to AI. And some people have described it as a competition. Other people have said it's more an area in which the two countries should collaborate, given the extent to which AI is going to determine the future of humanity around the world. But certainly, I think, you know, you could see the rules being written in forums like this, as well as by tech bosses in Silicon Valley.
And both the American president and the Chinese president saying, you know, we should be allies. We're both very powerful, we're very, very strong, but we should work together. Is anybody taking that seriously? Does anybody think that after this meeting, the United States and China won't be bitter rivals?
I mean, the Chinese side definitely wants to kind of push more to a position of stability, and it's expected that there might be up to four meetings between Trump and Xi this year. So this meeting is really about kind of laying the groundwork for that. And, you know, I think America and China are always going to have their differences, but at least on the Chinese side, there's a kind of push for the two sides to find areas in which they can collaborate as well.
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you very much for your time from Beijing this morning, and apologies to our listeners for the drop off in the line, but it was good to hear from Amy Hawkins, the Guardian senior China correspondent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.